This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Then I have sad breaking news too. And this one hit Donnie right between the eyes.
What are you, Kevin Harlan now? Right between the eyes.
Oh, it's a bummer. R.I.P. George Went, Norm on Cheers, 76.
Why are you trying? Yeah, that is sad, but why are you trying to move away from Belichick, Jordan Hudson? Is it because you're uncomfortable talking about their relationship?
No, but since we're doing breaking news and we haven't started rolling the ball out here to get ready for Greg Brown, I thought I'd squeeze in a George Went R.I.P. I just think Belichick, what are you doing,
Do you think his character would have been a Belichick fan, Donnie?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, they're all Boston people. But absolutely. Okay. The man's bringing them title after title now after title.
Now we've got a real crossover. Go around your Cheers regulars. Who's more of a, it's a Brady thing that makes them great versus it's Belichick?
I never watched Cheers. I was never a Cheers guy. I'm familiar
Do you think Norm is a Brady or a Belichick guy?
I think Norm would go with Brady.
Because I had him... only having watched 5 minutes of the show,
Sam Malone's a Brady guy because he's a former athlete.
Okay.
How about Diane? Who's she going with?
Brady. She'd go Brady, and she'd also just think he's like a dreamy athlete.
How about the Kelsey Grammer character? He's going to go for Belichick, right?
Oh, cerebral, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Carla? What about Rhea Perlman's character?
She would just do what Norm did, right? Aren't they in real life married?
I think she would go with Brady.
Woody? Harrelson's character, he's got to go Brady.
Is that where he got his start as an actor? Cheers.
He was like 22 or 23.
Man.
He was really young because the guy that played Coach, who was on the first, like, what, 3 seasons, I want to say, he passed away in real life.
So they had to replace him with Woody.
How about Cliff Clavin?
Cliff would have gone with Belichick, no doubt.
I think Frasier and Lilith are both Belichick cerebral.
Frasier for sure.
Kirstie Alley, her character, Rebecca, she's going Brady, I think.
One of the most iconic TV show theme songs ever, Cheers.
I think it's my personal favorite.
When we did our senior trip in high school, it was to Boston. And one of the things we did when we were there was stop at the Cheers bar that the show was based on.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox were in town that night. So one of my buddies, Richard Bach, and I decided to just stay in Boston
Dick
and blow
Bach.
Off the... Yeah. That was his dad's name. We decided to just blow off the trip, and they left without us. Different time, 20 years ago.
They left without you?
Yeah.
On a high school trip?
Yep. We stayed in Boston, went to the game, scalped tickets, and I think his mom ended up driving to Boston, picking us. No, his mom wouldn't have done that. She couldn't drive down to the pizza place 5 miles from our house.
How did you get home?
I'm trying to think of how we got home.
Were you hammered for the
whole
trip?
No, we weren't really drinking.
You just really wanted to go to that Sox game.
We just wanted to stay in Boston. And I know what happened. We were seniors and we had friends who were college students in Boston who lived back home, and they brought us back. They went home for a weekend.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, we did. But I mean, we were seniors. What are they going to do? Expel us from school? There was like 2 weeks left of school
the
at
seniors
that point.
At our
it's
school,
like right before graduation. What are they going to say? You can't go out and grab your cap and gown?
Yeah, there were some threatening to withhold the diploma situations at my school for a heist that involved a treasured school like relic, you'd call it, or object.
What? Really?
Yeah. I wasn't involved, but obviously, like, it was a well-known thing that I don't think
you
I...
weren't involved in hijinks and tomfoolery.
No, my parents were too wise to it, and I genuinely did not want to get involved with this one for potential ramifications. Needless to say, people's college dorm rooms were called by people investigating it months later.
Pony, I'll try to track down to at some point the episodes that have big cameos and cheers that I think you'd enjoy, because they did get a lot of like notable Boston athletes. Kevin McHale was in a few episodes. Wade Boggs in a few episodes.
Wade probably asked for them to pour him real beer on the set.
How about Doug Flutie? Did he ever get his 15 minutes of fame on there?
He wouldn't have been allowed to, maybe, because he would have been a college Boston athlete. Like, it would have had to have been after his Boston
Correct.
College days.
Yeah.
Good point. I just found it. I thought the games were against the Twins, and I was right. Thursday, June 24th, 2004. Red Sox Twins. Man, what a time to be alive.
Did you remember the actual details of the game when you looked it up?
Not really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.